Hello and welcome back to Matt's Truck and Grep podcast, Matt Ireland hosting, and once again I'm joined by Jim and Trucker Squeaky. So evening gents, how are we?
Hello.
Hi Matt, how are you mate?
Yeah, all good thanks, all good. So where are you parked up tonight, Squeaky? Start with
Carlisle tonight. Yeah, I've not stayed here for a long time, since I was on the flatbeds many years ago. I've not stayed here.
Is that Jenkinson's truck stop?
It's Riff, isn't it?
Oh, of course, it's, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Carlisle's cleaner, Stobarts, whatever they call themselves.
The old
this
BP
week.
Site, isn't it?
Oh,
the old BP site.
Used to be the old BP truck stop. I get confused with anything north of Watford Gap these days, don't I, let's be honest.
Yeah. Start getting your A to Z's out.
Oh, blooming heck, yeah. Oh, dear. So where are you then, Jim, boy?
I'm in our sister depot at Wixham's.
Yep.
Just sat here looking out the window, looking at the whole wonderful anniversary truck, this the DAF UK 30. We've got number 28 of 30. Just sitting there, it is a fabulous looking machine, but it could do with a top bar.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a nice truck. And I think Lee, the driver, people might know Lee, he's been invited by DAF this year to go on the truck stand at Truck Fest. Oh, so,
very nice. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. I'm not
jealous. You know I'm not.
No.
Stop it.
Not at all. What what makes them limited edition? Have they got anything special on them?
They've got decals. They've got like an inside. They've got the Union flag inside, and they've got some air-cooled seats, and it's the XG Plus. It's just when you see it coming the other way, one of the motorway, it just looks like another green DAF, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's we've done a photo shoot. Well, it's Saturday actually. It looked really cool. It's got the drone out, done some stuff for the firm. Yeah, it's really good. And Lee does keep it absolutely immaculate. I mean, he spent another half an hour after work just going around it, detailing it and stuff. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm at Wixham's. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, lovely old job.
I might close the curtain so I stop staring at it, but it has got Mirror Cam. I'm sorry, what did that? We had called it Mirror Cam. That's Mercedes' own brand.
It's Mercedes' copy. Or trademark, mirror cam.
It is, yeah.
I don't know what the DAF system's called, actually, to be fair. Cam mirror, maybe.
Yeah, we'll fact check that later. Anyway, that's where I am.
Fair enough, mate, fair enough. So before we dive into today's episode, I just want to say a quick thank you to all the regular sponsors, and a special thank you to QDUK, our new sponsor. And we are also very lucky to have a £250 giveaway voucher from QDA. Through the podcast, so you'll have to stay tuned to close to the end to find out how to go about potentially winning this lovely prize. So thank you very much to QDA, and we shall announce that later on in the episode. So today we are going to talk first off about truck stops, mostly UK ones, not quite the good, the bad, the ugly, but just more some hidden gems that people don't know about, and ones that are particular favourites, and maybe ones that just need a little bit of improving. So, I mean, Squeaky, as you're parked in a truck stop, do you want to take the bull by the horns as such?
Yeah, I will do, yeah. All right, so I'll give you a rundown of the truck stop that I'm in tonight, and the sort of things that, as a driver, I look for when I want to park somewhere. Obviously, safety is paramount, so you want somewhere that you know is secure, don't you? Especially if you're carrying
a high-value load.
Yeah. After that, really, the only thing... Because I'm self-sufficient inside the cab, I have an air fryer, a microwave, you know, everything that I need to be able to cook with. So I don't really need a restaurant, but I look for clean toilet and shower facilities. That's my go-to, hence the name Squeaky, being squeaky clean, you know. So yeah, Carlisle, I've not stayed here for a long, long time, and I forgot actually how good it is, because... They've got a shop that's quite well stocked with all your trucker bits, you know, your cleaning products and steering wheel covers and stuff like that. And the shower and the toilet block is inside the main facilities building. You know, it's not a rickety old shed in the corner.
Yeah.
And it's really clean. And extra squeaky points, because it's not a push button shower.
Right.
It's an actual shower that I can turn on. And it'll stay on whilst I'm getting showered.
Until you turn it off.
until you turn it off.
It's all them years in prison, you see.
Yeah, I call them prison showers.
Not that you've been in the big house, of course.
No, I've not been in the big house. But you know when you go to the likes of, let's say, for example, Cambridge, Peterborough, these extra services, there are these push-button showers, and, you know, you get 3 seconds, and then it goes off again.
Yeah.
By the time you push the button again, you've got to wait for the warm water to come back through.
Yeah.
So you're essentially just showering in cold water.
Well, I mean,
sorry, Matt. He was given something over Christmas, a Secret Santa.
Yeah. So we did a Secret Santa on the CB app that we've mentioned before, which is Midland CB. If you want to download it on iOS or Android, our channel is GBR Truck, and we did a Secret Santa. And my gift was, it was like a bracket that you sort of sucker to the wall, and then it has a screw-in part that would screw the button in.
Just hold the button in. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely great idea. I really, really, I've never come across them before. Loved it. It was great. I thought, what a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Then Cambridge and Peterborough changed all their showers to a sensor instead of a button.
what was you waving in front of that then to keep it going?
the bracket, obviously.
It weren't his hair.
I now stand in the shower in my Crocs, jumping up and down to try and get the sensor to come back.
That makes it worse.
but they're like that,
aren't they? Because people vandalize them, people ruin them.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
they? You know, people can't be trusted with a shower head I'll kick that off the wall, because a lot of people are animals, aren't they?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Obviously with the truck stop reviews thing that I do on TikTok, I spoke to a few people over the years from the truck stops, and I remember speaking to the lady from Purfleet Truck Stop, and she said to, because they put padlocks. Actual padlocks on the toilet roll holders, as you know, normally the toilet roll holders they have like just a standard key that you would put in the top turn, you know, or push button or whatever, wouldn't they? They've put and screwed in actual padlocks because people were stealing toilet rolls that much. And she said to me that she went through it one particular week. She went through something like 9 shower heads where people were stealing shower heads.
I just don't understand how or why you want to nick a shower head, because surely you've got one at home. Well, just buy one. Yeah, but people are just,
Matt,
I don't know.
I don't even want to touch that shower head whilst I'm having a shower in there. let alone take it home with me.
Let alone put it in your pocket.
Yeah.
But imagine coming out all shifty, like you've nicked the shower head from the whistling away through Peterborough services because you've nicked a 3 quid. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing.
It really is. Oh, dear. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, as well, it gives drivers a bad name. You know, it's the minority, as usual, spoiling for the majority, isn't it? Which is a real shame.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But,
I don't know. I'm not a great fan of truck stops anyway, because I do find a lot of drivers, especially in the mornings when they're going and that, it's a bit, you know, a bit
loud.
You park right next to them. You know, some drivers want to sit there for 20 minutes with your engine running, then switch it off, then get out, start banging and slam, not caring what time of day it is or anything. I just think, come on, mate.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get the people, oh, you should sleep through it. You should be tired enough from driving for all them hours. You should sleep. But you don't, do you? You know, you
no, just, no.
You don't. And some places are worse than others, of course. And like motorway services is absolutely no for me. One I want to speak about, because what's inside these places is these gaming machines. Obviously, I did have an issue with gambling back in the day. And I just see some of these drivers, and you can see all the names on their drivers, like these motorway services, putting £20 notes in all these machines.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and then at night, you've got the guys that do the changeovers. Hello, Charlie, see a bang, crash.
Yeah,
just they don't, you know, I'm up, everybody's up, because I'm up.
Yeah.
I just think, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just shut up.
All right,
that's why I avoid them.
Fair enough. I tend to normally be a fridge magnet. I'll go and park as far away as possible, and within 5 minutes, someone with a fridge is parked next to me, even though there's 200 other spaces.
Yeah,
it does happen. It does. But it's just, you know, if the fridge was running all night, it wouldn't really bother me, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
If it start, stop and all that. But yeah. No, it's an age-old thing, isn't it? People do say you should be able to sleep through if you worked hard enough in the day, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
You know, it's unbroken sleep, and it's dangerous, isn't it? So
yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all, you know, some people sleep light, some people sleep heavy. You know, I'm quite lucky that I will sleep through a lot, and I've done a bit of fridge work as well. So you sort of get, and obviously the music, trying to sleep at a festival backstage is
I can imagine. That's in the summer as well. Good.
In a black truck. That is a bit of an art form, to be fair.
But if I do stop at trucks, I do sort of head to ones that I like. At the moment, the Fox on the A1 there, just south of Castleworth, has had a massive resurgence.
Yeah,
I mean, it's it's only now from where I need to be if I'm coming southbound. It's the shower's got a massive room. You can hang your stuff up. The showers are really powerful and hot. All right, you have to go inside to the brand new toilet facilities are in there. Snap parking, dartboard, pool table. Not too many blokes with high vis vests, and they've got the Bluetooth in their ear because Dalai Lama's calling them online too. There's not too much of that going on.
Yeah,
and it's I think for a meal and a pint, if that's it's £6.
Well, that's all right.
£6, and there's like they do special pictures every week. Plenty of parking, easy enough to get in. You know, in and off the A1 if you come in. I don't know what the diversion is. If you want to go northbound and park, you know, you have Colesworth back and then down to the next one back or whatever. It's really good. Loads of parking, no problem.
The thing is, but if you're heading north, by the time you've got to Colesworth, you might as well go to the truck stop there, really.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, the food is really good in Colesworth. You get a good
I think it was like £8.50 for egg on toast, mate. It's a bit expensive in there.
Yeah, it's quite expensive in Colesworth since they've had the changeover.
Oh, have they?
Since they've had the refurb.
Oh, right, okay.
It's lost that little American diner vibe, you know, with the crackly speaker with your name being shouted out and all that.
Yeah.
You know, all that. But I don't know. I don't like it in there. But me and Squeaky have had a good night in there once, didn't we, mate?
Yeah, we did. and in fact, we was probably the noisy ones. We were, mate.
Yeah, you were the ones keeping everyone awake.
We were recording a podcast, actually, at the time. And we paused it halfway through to get out and have a vape and stretch our legs and things like that. And I opened the driver's door and I had a bottle of wine on the driver's... I'm sat in the driver's seat and I had a bottle of wine on the floor at my feet. And as I opened the door to step out, I kicked this bottle and it went flying out the cab.
Yeah, well, that was supposed to be... It did. Oh. And that was supposed to be a gift for me to take it home to say, cheers, Jim. And there it is on the floor everywhere.
Oh, Jim, this is a shattered bottle. Thanks, mate.
I kept the top, though, so we get a deposit back.
You know, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, mate. But have you got a favourite stop, Matt? Have you?
That was going to be my next question.
Obviously, mate. I'm adding that one.
I have thought about this. Now, in the UK, probably. Two favourites for when I'm out and about, which would be Welford Caff. I've always liked Welford. I'm pretty sure my first ever night out in an actual truck in me 7.5-tonner was at Welford back in the day. And back then it was like a rickety old porter cabin or porter cabins. And it was for years and years. It's only sort of the last few years it's been like the Fox, really, been revamped, refurbed. And it's, you know, really nice diner now, well priced. And you get a really big, good meal, free showers. You know, if you're going to pick a point to complain about, it'd be a dusty car park. But then to tarmac or concrete that lot would just be so expensive. And I think that would then affect the rates as well, I believe. I could be wrong on that, but I think that's why a lot of places don't actually have that sort of ground. It's just a huge investment to start with, isn't it? So definitely there. And funny enough, when we asked this question on the socials, I didn't see anybody put about William Gilder's truck stop near Tewkesbury. I can't think of the name of the town, the closest town now, but just off the M5 there. The parking,
near Evesham, isn't it?
It's near Evesham, yeah. Parking is obviously, you know, it's brick weave, so it's the complete opposite of Welford. But big parking on snap, secure, you know, through the barriers, cameras everywhere, really good big free showers. It's got a really big steakhouse, which has an awful lot of members of the public come in every night, which keeps it busy. And there's also like a smaller trucker's restaurant if you don't want a steak
Is
on.
that pricey, the steakhouse, Matt? I've no idea. I mean, because I think one of the guys on the TV app saying it was quite, he sat down thinking he was going to get a burger or whatever, and it was like, how do you want your sirloin, sir?
Being as I don't generally tend
No,
to
you
eat,
don't know.
I don't tend to eat steaks. I wouldn't know exactly. I would say it's probably not cheap, especially compared with the trucker side, because it's essentially a steak restaurant. So
But not Miller and Cars, but yeah, probably in the middle, yeah.
it's yeah. So whereas like the trucker side, it was a lot more restricted on what you've got, but it's your more standard sort of trucker fare,
Sure.
on a separate little restaurant. But yeah, it was
It's a
really,
good
really
stop.
nice. Yeah. And
It's gated. Is it gated as well? Secure. I remember going there
yeah,
when
you
I
have to go.
took this JUCO. There's a guy saying that you have to, proper gated off, like that.
Go through
And
the barrier.
there's a petrol station. And there's another. There is a pub there as well. It's a Tor. I want to say Torrington. I could get it up on my map. Or Teddington Arms, is it?
Something like that. I can't remember
Oh,
exactly,
I'm gonna have to fact check it, Matt. You know what I'm like with a fact check.
but I think probably my favorite of all time from when I used to get about a little bit. There's a little small town called Afanasovo, just on. It's about an hour from Moscow as you're heading there. Big truck stop. That's armed security there, like most Russian trucks. Like most Russian trucks. And this was actually like brick weave, paving, all that. It had, I think, two or three different restaurants. There wasn't a truck wash, there was a car wash. And the showers, or the shower there, had underfloor heating. And it was,
Nice.
I can't think of anywhere else I've been that has got underfloor
It's
heating. And
got
that was brilliant in the winter because it was just so warm in there having a shower. It
that.
was fantastic. I mean, if you ever do go to Russia, the water smells very sulfur. It's very eggy water, sort of wherever you go. So, but once you get your nose used to that, it's all right. But I think the parking used to cost £2, and it's like I've got an armed guy there who's keeping an eye on stuff. It's a bit
That's
different.
cool.
Yeah, and it's
Cool.
it was all at night. It was all lit up in green, like not neon, but all these different green lights everywhere. It just looked really sort of quite magical as well.
Wow.
I'll dig a photo out and put on the old socials for people to
This
see. So,
we should have brought June onto this, because our friend June is on the CB app as well about a truck stop that she stays in Canada and the US. There's Iowa, isn't it? Where Iowa 80 or whatever it's called. My favorite, it's at Teddington Arms, isn't it?
To arms. Right. Yes.
And the other thing I was gonna say, we've missed out two that people always talk about. Well, three really. Lincoln Farm, you'll never get me in there. The Red Lion, you'll never.
Northampton.
No one never. It was too close to me anyway.
Yeah.
And also Formula Truck Stop, Formula Birkenhead, wherever it is. Oh, I haven't stayed there. You park the opposite side of the truck stop. It's very tight, muddy, massive metal plates a lot last time I was there. And then you walk across. You have to go through certain kinds of security. It's an oil terminal. You can get
Right.
your blood pressure there. It's great, but the inside, the massive toilet seats, if I remember. Everything was red and white for Michael, but it was always empty.
Really?
But really, I mean,
But it was good.
again, you've been there squeaking, with the
Yeah,
they've got like
yeah,
the microwaves and also it's brilliant, but I don't
My
see anyone use it.
I thought we were going to go, what's your favorite truck
Sorry,
stop,
mate.
Mark? Then I thought you was going to ask Jim, and then it was going to be me. And then Jim's just gone through my two that I had banked, ready to talk about.
Oh, sorry, mate.
He's just
Like,
used them.
no, I haven't. You crack on, also. Go on, mate. You're right. Because I want to talk about Eiffel Tour.
Not again.
Yeah, Formula One. Jim's not a fan. We've discussed this before, but Formula One truck stop for me is the facilities are absolutely fantastic. And I think it is tight parking, don't get me wrong, but I think that the facilities outweigh that tight parking. You go inside there, it is absolutely immaculate. It's huge. You're not queuing for a shower. You go into a motorway services, you're stood in a motorway services sharing the toilet, but the showers are in the main toilet blocks where the members of the public are in and out, and they're all using the toilets. And the coach loads of people are turning up. They're going in. They're having a wee or whatever. And you're stood sort of shuffling around with your bag in your hand, waiting for a shower because there's only two showers. And it feels so awkward to be stood there.
Yeah.
You're not getting any of that at Formula One or most independent truck stops.
Yeah.
Formula One have got, they must have 15 showers. And they're not a tiny little cubicle that you just stand in and your elbows are touching the side. Each shower room has a rainfall shower. There's a sink. There's a mirror. There's, you know, it's absolutely huge. Right. And it's immaculate. There must be at least, again, 15 toilets, if not maybe more. This place is huge. Again, and this isn't just for me self-plugging. There is a review of it on my TikTok page, Trucker Squeaky on TikTok.
So, but I take it that you haven't eaten in the restaurant there, then, if you tend to eat in
no,
the cab.
No, I have.
You
no,
have?
I,
yeah.
Yeah, and again, that's on my TikTok. You can see the food that I ate on there. And they have a games... they have a games room. There's a pool table. There's an air hockey machine. There's five Xboxes. There are various different sort of bandits and gaming machines and things like that. And do you know what? They're all free to use.
Crikey.
It's all free.
Really?
There's a cinema room, free to use. Massage chairs, free to use. Blood pressure machine, free to use.
Brilliant.
A gym, free.
Wow.
I'm not free.
Where do you get... these guys at Formula One, for me, have really, really raised the bar of what truck stops should be across the country.
Certainly sounds it.
I understand that the parking is... You are tight. They do cram you in. But that doesn't bother me. Not when you get in them facilities.
Yeah.
You know. Mm. And the food is amazing. The restaurant / pub bar that they've got, they have these wooden... The tiles on the roof are all wooden. And they all have these, like, burnt-etched logos on them. So, like...
They
have
pyrography, I think it's called, isn't it?
I'm glad you knew that.
Yeah.
Check his history.
I know, that sounds like you need to go to a GP, to be fair.
hang on, have I revealed too much there?
but yeah, they have like the outline of like a Scania or an old Volvo, you know, all in the roof, all in the roof tiles.
F10. F10.
What? No, they don't like the F10s.
I'm not going there.
But it's brilliant. You know, what a place. The story is, how true it is, I'm not sure, but the story is, it was a couple of brothers that used to be drivers, and they decided to open a truck stop, knowing what the rest of the country is like on truck stops, and they've just batted it out of the park, in my mind.
Sounds it, and definitely.
If you want to have a look, you don't have to follow me, this isn't a plug, but just head over to the Trucker Squeaky TikTok page. Somewhere on there, I can't tell you where it is, you'll have to filter through and find it, but somewhere on there is a video of where I've walked around there and doing a little voiceover of a video to show it, and you'll find it on there. It's an amazing place.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, it sounds really, really good, to be fair. It sounds quite unique to... because I know Rothwell on the A14 has got a gym, but I don't know whether you've got to pay for it. Mm. It always seems shut any time I've ever been in there. So
yeah.
I can't really comment too much. But
that ain't a bad stop, that bit there, to be fair. When they first opened, it was horrendously slow service, obviously, because we just ironing things out. But I've stopped in there a few times. It's a good place to bunker fuel from as well. So.
Yeah.
But with the red line as well, I actually appeared in the Daily Mail of saying what a wonderful truck stop it was, because I was sort of press ganged into it a little bit. But I've never had a night out there. I've had the lorry washed, and I've had the finest Indian cuisine, sausage, egg and chips. You can see the photograph in the Daily Mail. but yeah, the way they park the truck, I mean, if you was, say for instance, you got that horrible phone call, and I did get the horrible phone call, as you know, back of Dad. You're parked up in the middle of all that lot.
Yeah.
And you need to get home. You ain't... What do you do, man? Same as Lincoln Farm.
Yeah. I mean, what would concern me more is if there's a fire.
Fire, yeah, mate.
That would concern me an awful lot, really.
I've got a little piece to put in on this as well. Recently, I contacted my local MP about truck stops and how poor they are. and that they're not governed and they're not regulated by anybody. That she put me, she basically said, there's nothing I could, if it was in my constituency, then yes, it's something I could do, but I can't. So you'd have to contact central government, blah, 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 blah. So I followed that path and off I went. And in the end, I was passed on to the Department of Transport, sort of sent them a few emails, and they eventually got back to me as well. But my argument was that this industry, the truck stop industry, not the haulage industry, but the truck stop industry, you know, these independent truck stops up and down the country, all over, they are not regulated by anybody. There is no governing body. They don't answer to anybody. All they need is a plot of land, essentially, and they need local council permission to make sure that they've got sufficient entry and exit points in respect. But they're looking at that from in regards to not disturbing local traffic too much. So yeah, if you've got 200 trucks trying to come out of one place at one time, you know. So yeah, that essentially that's all they need. So if they deem it, if that truck stop think, well, you know, two portaloos and one shower for 300 drivers or 200 trucks is enough, then that's enough. And they can charge what they want for that. And there's nobody, there is no governing body that goes up and down the country and says to these people, well, now, hang on a minute, that's not sufficient, that's not enough. But yet, as an employer, if you are governed by health and safety regulations, which mean, let's say, for example, the toilet facilities, if you employ more than, I could be, you have to fact check the actual numbers. If you employ more than five men, the male toilets must have at least two urinals and two actual toilets. And you must have a minimum of, say, three sinks. You know, the stipulations like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Truck stops don't have to adhere to any of that. None of that.
Well, they will if they employ that many people, I suppose, won't they? But when you think of the volume of people coming through there, that could very well be insufficient. I mean, it's just, you know, they'll have to stick to, you know, fire regulations and all stuff like that. But like you say, that it's, I suppose it's like any restaurant, isn't it? They don't have to have, you know, 50 toilets, but just because they've got, because, you know, a restaurant isn't going to have 200 people staying there overnight as such, but it is still something that needs, really could do with addressing, as you know, as a bare minimum, really, just for
In my mind, there should be a bare minimum that everybody has to adhere to. So, you know, there should be, if your truck stop holds 200 trucks, you should have to have a minimum of, say, five showers and five toilets.
Yeah.
I don't think that's. I don't think that's. I don't think I'm asking too much to put that forward.
No. You can have it on a graded scale. Can you say like 50 trucks? You need like three and three. You know, like trucks four and four. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Also for our female drivers as well, they need to be looked after as well, don't they?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Also, and paying for a shower as well. If you paid for parking, I mean, it's just.
That
you
was
know, there are so many places. Sorry, Squeak.
You keep pinching my stuff. I've got
mate, you can carry on with it.
Stop showing him your notes. He's obviously reading
it. No, but I'll let him be. I think Squeaky will. I think Squeaky will do it better, more justice than I can. Really, to be fair. So go on, mate.
Okay. So my. Let's say, for example, a truck stop holds 50 trucks, 100 trucks, and they're charging £30, £35 a night to stay there. Now, this is the driver that chooses whether or not he wants to stay at that truck stop, because based on where he's going, what he's doing, what facilities you have to offer, and things like that. If I then come into your truck stop and I've decided to spend £35 at your truck stop just to park, and then I come inside for a shower and you want to now charge me £3.50 for a 7-minute shower on a token basis, I don't think that that's acceptable. I think that the showers should be included in the price of the parking.
Yeah.
All you're doing there, all that truck stop is doing there is, first of all, overcharging on parking, because £35 a night is absolutely ridiculous for a parking spot. You're just capitalising on the fact that you know that these people will pay it. And then secondly, you're sort of going, well, how can we squeeze a little bit more money out of them? Oh, I know. We'll charge them for a shower. And so we'll charge them £3 for a shower. But then what we'll also do is we'll limit it. So they've only got seven. They've only got 7 minutes to do it. Now, as a driver, our day, our life, our whole week is on time. Everything is based around time. You've got, you know, how many hours you can work that week. How long is it from to my next destination? Oh, it's 4.5 hours. So you're conscious of that. Right, I've got to have 9 hours off. I can only do a 10 today, or I can do a 9 today. Good. 50. Everything is time, 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 time. Pressure, 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 pressure.
Yeah.
When I pay my £35 to park up in a truck stop, I don't need that truck stop applying more pressure to me by saying, you've only got 7 minutes to have a wash.
Yeah. And I think as well, I think you've just quite well highlighted the difference between the UK and Europe as well, because, I mean, motorway services in Europe, I can't think of any country that you have to pay to park in any of them. Obviously, say Germany, for argument's sake, you've got the Autohofs, as Jim well knows, with Eiffeltor and all the others. Now, a lot of them do charge, but generally speaking, you'll then get all of that money back off of a meal. So as long as you're buying food in there, your parking is for free, that kind of thing. Generally speaking, showers, again, it varies from country to country, obviously. But, you know, some places you have to pay for showers, others are free anyway. But nowhere charges anything like £30-35 a night. It's just shockingly expensive in this country to park.
I just literally got on my iPad here. I just put it into Gemini. The UK's most expensive truck stops. At the top of the list,
let's see if we can guess.
All right, okay, you go.
The one on the M25. Near Waltham Cross, what's it, Junction 20?
Junction 26.
Junction 26.
Is £50 a night.
I think Purfleet must be close to that. Purfleet must, and...
Birchhanger is £40.50. Extra is 38. I don't know what else you're going to get. Hopwood Park is £37. Parking fees at T-Bay between £22.50 and £30, depending on the voucher. I mean, if you're doing all them, not if you're doing 5 nights out a week and you've got to park at Waltham Abbey, you're going to need half a monkey in your bin to park your wagon up.
Is that
250 fucking quid?
Is that the most expensive?
£250.
Is that the most expensive in the UK?
That's what I'm saying on here, mate. Yeah.
The food is good in there,
The calf don't open till 8 o'clock for breakfast, mate.
Right. Okay.
You can't get naff all in the morning.
Yeah,
it's just
that just shows what sort of work Matt's doing now, doesn't he? He's not even getting out of bed till 8 o'clock.
I'll be up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't you worry. I've got a full day tomorrow.
Only to empty your bladder and then you'll be back in bed again.
You forget he talks to us every day, listeners, about his day, right? On the CB Talk app, brought to you by Midland Communications. Lazy bastard.
Now, I'll have you know, I'll be getting up at 4 o'clock tomorrow because it's Wednesday tomorrow for those listeners.
Wait, washing your socks?
No, worse than that, it's bin day in King's Lynn. So I want to be in and out before them bin men get on the A10 and I lose loads of time.
I can see the guys now outside of Cool Stacks at about 10 to 9 or up our state sticking their fingers up to go, Principal Road, the bins need to be emptied. Now, off.
So I will be getting up early tomorrow. I'll have you know.
I'm pretty sure we've missed lots of truck stops out.
Chippenham truck stop. I enjoy staying there.
Fabulous.
Yeah, really
fabulous.
Good.
Fabulous.
Really good.
The pizza we had. Oh my God.
I feel like the listeners now, especially if they're listening in headphones, they'll be taking them off going, Jesus, them three are just shouting. I'm sorry. We apologise. We are sorry. We try and be professional.
South Mimms is the best. South Mimms is the best truck stop in the UK. I went swimming there the other week.
I had four days and nights consecutively sat in South Mimms once whilst I was on tour. If that is the epitome of depression. That is, I can tell you.
Blimey. Do you remember when it was the Beacon Cafe? That's when it was a proper job.
I'm not as old as you, Jim. I'll be honest.
I was gonna say FYM, but I won't.
No,
I've got one that I've also got somewhere that I would like, or a section of this industry that I'd like to bring up and specifically point point one out, and that's depot parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm
so,
not, it's fabulous.
Obviously, for the people that don't know what that is, there is an app for truck drivers that's called InTruck. And this will highlight and pinpoint all the truck stops across the UK that you can go and park in, whether or not you are on SNAP or cash, or you can add the filters and it'll you know, you can select which one you want to go to. It'll give you information on what's there, whether it has a cafe, how many parking spots, what the price is, if it's pre-bookable, so on and so forth. And then we have what we call depot parking, and this is other hauliers across the UK that will allow other hauliers to park in their yard overnight. And so this is obviously at a cost, but it's a much more reduced cost than it is to stay in a truck stop. My favourite depot parking is at a place called, go on, Jim.
Is it M's transport driver?
It is driver. It's M's Transport at Doncaster.
Oh, it's fabulous. It is so
In
good.
a place called Edlington in Doncaster. And so if you was heading north on the Alpha One and you come through the 18 split, so the 18 split will go above you and you go under it,
Yeah.
it's the first junction after that. It takes you to a little village in Doncaster called Edlington. It's just a transport yard. That's all it is. But they've just done, they used to have a crappy old porter cabin in the corner that had these horrible showers that were piss weak, and you know, it wasn't great. The toilets were horrendous, but they've pumped some money in, and they've had an extension built on the main building. They've put in two new toilets and showers, so when you go in to the door, if through the door to the toilet, you have a toilet, sink, shower, everything all in one room to yourself.
Yeah.
They've made like a driver's communal room. They've put a couple of sofas in there, big TV on the
And
wall, a little
the best
kitchen
bit,
area.
it's right near Bargains, driver, isn't it? All Bargains is right down road. And you get massage and haircuts. You get haircut across the road. But she's right now. Sorry, I'm taking a piss now. But yeah, it's well handy. Freaky bab,
Yes.
local thieves in the Londis. It's so good, Matt. Honestly,
I was
you
going
can
to
live
literally
by brilliant.
step out the gate, and because you're not in a motorway services or at a truck stop, you're not sort of that you're not a captive audience, are you? So you
Yeah.
know, it's within sort of like a not a housing estate, but it's in a on a on a main road that runs through a residential area, and so you step out. There's a Chinese. There's a kebab house. There's Home Bargains. There's a shop. There's an Asda.
There's a pharmacy. There's honestly, it's a really cool place to stop. And the only, well, after this podcast, I hope there's only 10 spots. But even if they will fit you in, won't they, as well, Squeak? Because you
Yeah,
know
yeah, yeah, yeah.
they'll fit you in. They're really, really accommodating. It's so good. And if you wanted a massage as well, there's just around the corner, there's a massage Thai place in this week. Apparently, you told me 25 quid or something.
Yeah, but
No, no,
you said you went in and that they don't do happy endings.
no. Oh, apparently, so no. Yeah, it's we joke, but that is also, if I'm up that way, running out of time, that's where I'm going. I'm going to M's because
Ems is
the guys
a
in
good
there are really
show.
good. I mean, the thing is, well, if you've got some problem with your motor in the morning, one of our other guys stayed there. His lorry wouldn't start, you know, and he's opposite a garage. And a geezer's come out with a jump pack, jumped him, and he's away. You know, no hands
Yeah.
broken. They're brilliant.
So
They are really, really, really good guys.
what Jim's saying there is this transport company also have their own workshop on site,
Yeah.
and they do like local MOT preparation and bits like that for other companies and trailers and stuff. So if you are stuck, them lads they're straight out. They'll help you.
Really
It's
good.
just a real hearty northern place to be.
Yeah, fair
Yeah.
enough.
You
Yeah.
won't get that in St Albans.
No, you won't.
No. Matt, can I tell you about one other truck stop just quickly? I
Course you
don't know
can.
how long have we been going for.
Well, if
We didn't do a lot, but when I was a European driver, you know, hand arm on the window, giving it the big one. We used to go to Hamburg, to is it Marfleet? Marfleet? Marfleet. Pinkenweg. You used to go to TJ Mar TK 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 Maxx. Yeah, anyway, we're talking for DHL. I used to stop there. Is it Enschede in Holland?
Enschede,
And that truck stopped Frans op de Bolt.
yes, one of the best in the Netherlands.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
What a
very
tour.
good.
Like white shirt. I mean, you paid, I think, 5 euros for the year. and you were giving your own towel, and it just honestly just the best truck stop, fully stocked shop, not with all ride product, all ride products. What was the other truck stop in near between Eindhoven and Venlo? I can never remember it.
Well, Aston, truck in Nobis at Aston, which is really good. Aston's really good, got a really good wash. You've also got as well Junction 8, which is 8 at Eindhoven itself.
Eindhoven.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, good, yes, I know that. That's where the DHL depot was.
Oh, was it?
Truck stop 8. Yeah, Truck stop 8. Absolutely.
Well, I actually went in there with my Irish mate Joey, and we met our Dutch mate Monty, who used to work for Peter Smits. And we got in there for some food, and the waiter came over, and we ordered our stuff. And then Monty was trying to order in English, and this waiter was sort of trying to talk to him in English, and they were both sort of tripping over each other. And I just sort of looked at them and just said, "Stop, guys, stop. You're both Dutch. Just speak Dutch to each other whilst you're in your homeland. Don't worry about it." They just
sort of
I'm laughing.
I remember a meal from there, and I hope our mutual friend Bert De Moy is listening.
Yeah,
because it was a Achtschlotel, Schotel, Achtschlotel, and it was just like they're mad on the noodles, isn't they? The barmy in the Dutch with chicken. It was just like chicken chow mein. My mouth's watering. Oh mate, yeah, great memories there at Truck Stop 8, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one, of course, that you went to a couple of weeks ago when you was in Djibouti, you went up to Mir, didn't you?
Yeah, Mir.
Do you remember when you go to Mir, the Rogues Gallery that people didn't pay?
Yeah.
And you wondered still if there. You was on it. Is it still there?
I would definitely not be on it because I always pay.
Always pay.
Yeah,
always
Betalen. Because you also used to have Mir, and then you have Hazeldonk on the other side of the road.
Hazeldonk, yeah, of course, that little river bridge.
Yeah, which I think think it's now closed, possibly at Hazeldonk. So Mir still exists. And I mean, then again, the Netherlands has got a lot of good hidden little truck stops.
Oh, isn't it just
here and there? Yeah. So again, same with Germany and Poland. Should you head east, Poland is just awash with really, really good truck stops. Yeah. Really
not
cheap.
Done Poland.
Yeah. There's plenty there. Again, really good facilities, free parking, solid parking, all stuff like that, and good food. As you head from Frankfurt Oder east, you've got the Nevada Center just off the motorway. You've got the Nevada Center. You've got Port 2000. You've got this whole. It's like what the A17 used to be, where there was truck stops left, right, and center.
All the way up,
and it's quite. I mean, this chat has been quite interesting to see just how many independents there are left, because there's not. I didn't think there was as many as what there is. So again, for argument's sake, the A17 used to be absolutely littered with them, and now there's just a handful left. There's not many left at all, which is really sad. But it's difficult.
There was one from Antwerp we used to stop at, go through the Kennedy Tunnel and pass Rent, head down. It was at Warminster, I think. And it was called E17 Trucky Snack.
Yeah.
And we stopped there all the time. And then you had the Spiegel Eye, which is obviously the fried egg.
Yeah.
And all that. And she got to know us quite a lot, Bridget, in there. And become friends, Facebook friends. And we used to head for there. The bacon rolls, egg rolls. Honestly, it's Squeaky dropped it off.
Yeah, Squeaky seems to have disappeared temporarily. Don't know
That's
why.
That's all right. But so,
I'm still friends with
another girl called Kelly, who's a dog breeder now, and she was at the. Do you remember going over Gembrugge with the bumpy bridge? Before you swept right to go towards Ostend, and there was a one on the right there just before. There's just a fabulous truck stop in Belgium.
Still bumpy, that bridge.
Is it really? I've not been over it. But when I get my oh Matt, you need to come on tomorrow. We need to talk. Jim's getting a camper van. What am I getting? A motorhome.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Is it camper van? I don't know, but anyway, another story. If people want to tune into the CB Talk app by Midland, and then listening to the GBR truck, put it in your search menu.
They should hear all three of us. They should
talking
sponsor
all day.
They should sponsor you, shouldn't they, Jim? The amount of plugs you and Squeaky have given it.
I do think though, just to say something, there are some guys out there listening. Remember the old CB days, and on our particular channel. We try and keep it old CB style, if you like, breaker on the side, give each other a space, room, key up, talk about all sorts of nonsense, traffic delays, you know, all just and you can speak to anybody in the world about it. It's just the most fantastic app. It's just
I think that's probably a good point actually to shout out one of the listeners. I won't say his surname in case he wants to keep it a secret, but a listener called John who lives in Australia.
Yeah.
He listened to the podcast, as you two both know, this is for the listener's sake. He listened to the podcast where we spoke about the CB app. He downloaded it, and now he's a frequent user.
Absolutely.
You know, he's sending us pictures and videos of his rig out in Australia and the things that he does, and how amazing is that?
Yeah, and a future guest on the podcast, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And people might think it's going to be people just playing music and all that, but Squeaky and I have control of the channel. When anybody comes in, it's a bit of a dickhead. We just delete them straight away.
How come I'm still on there?
Well, you know, we've got history, me and you, Mr. Island, unfortunately.
We have to allow so many in, don't we? But if
anybody's interested in doing it, and I know Alex Broadley, our friend, Alex loves cakes. He subscribed to it ages ago because he's still on my list and he doesn't go on it anymore. But I'd love him on. He's the funniest, driest bloke. Well, I know. I love that bloke.
He did come back on. He did. He was there. So I don't know if he's still there or not. But
well, on the app?
Yeah. I spoke to him the other week on it.
He must be avoiding me. Then.
Yeah, you're probably in Big K or something like that, I expect.
Probably, mate, yeah. But yeah, I can't think. There are obviously people are screaming, but you've not mentioned this truck stop. You've not mentioned that truck stop. I mean, that one at Bridgewater on the cattle market. You pull up on Snap, you're given like 11, 12 quid food voucher. And if you want extra spuds, you've got to pay 2 quid. Showers are brilliant, all security coded. Fabulous parking, get in and out of the M5. Lovely.
It's
brilliant
new,
place.
New truck stop still open at the cattle market?
It is. If you want to, if you want a dinghy this time of year, you need a dinghy or canoe, or you love to take in chalk and rubbish.
Can we just point out there that about Newark Truck Stop? Newark Truck Stop is a council run truck stop.
That's a rarity these days, then.
Yeah, it is. But they're making the money out there because look at the size of it. Look how much they charge per truck. So they're making the money. The showers and the toilet block in there are really, really good. So they've put in this. It looks like a porta cabin, but I suppose it is. It's like a modular building. And I think there's probably like 20 doors that you can walk in. And each door has, when you walk in, has your own toilet, your own shower, a towel radiator, a sink, you know, all that sort of jazz.
Yeah.
And then they have a guy that stood outside with a mop and bucket. And each time somebody has finished, he goes in, mops, cleans, wipes it all down.
Yeah.
He's selling goop now. He's selling goop at £2 a square.
Yeah.
What's an average? Kuros, £2.
But you've thrown me now.
Sorry, mate.
The cafe, the restaurant.
Yeah.
The restaurant that's on there is independently owned.
So, right.
They pay rent to the council for right. that building to feed the truckers. And it's all ANPR and everything else. So I like that. Although the ground's crap and it is very sort of like sloppy and muddy, so to speak, I like it. And the food in there is absolutely fantastic. The guy, I think it's husband and wife that run the cafe in there. Everything is all homemade. So your chips are all homemade. If you order a burger, for example, he stands there and forms it and makes it himself out of all, you know, his mincemeat. He adds all the salt and pepper and everything, whacks it under the grill. It's all homemade stuff and it's very reasonably priced. I think it's about £10 for a meal with a drink or something like that.
You can't ask you for that.
Good quality food. Yeah.
Definitely.
And another thing as well that I want to point out is during this process where I told you that I reached out to the government, you know, about the truck stop standards and things like that. They sent me an email with some information on there that a scheme that they've just recently ran of where they helped fund truck stops up and down the country. It was like a help scheme and it was like a 50% job. So a truck stop could apply for some funding from the government. Let's say, for example, they wanted to re-tarmac the place and it was going to cost 60 grand. As long as the truck stop could put up 30 grand, the government would give them the extra 30 grand on top.
Right.
So it was capped. It was capped at a certain amount. I think it was 30 grand. I could be wrong. The email's on my phone. I could go back to this, or I can put that on the socials if people are interested. But what my argument to this is, these truck stops that were given this 50% to be able to upgrade truck stops for truck drivers. I mean, the opening of this email from the government says that we understand that drivers are the backbone of this country, so it's important that we get this right. But these truck stops, they didn't spend that money on things that truck drivers want. No. They didn't upgrade the toilet block. They didn't upgrade the showers. They didn't put heating in the toilet blocks, or, you know, they didn't create a new restaurant or something for drivers. They spent it on things like ANPR cameras so that the trucks can come in and out without having to pay somebody to stand there and take the registration. Do you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They've made the choice to go, well, if we have these cameras in this ANPR system, we don't now have to pay somebody £10 an hour to stand there and do it for 12 hours.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, so it's in their benefit. That hasn't benefited the driver. We don't care if you've got ANPR cameras or not, you know.
No.
So you've spent 60 grand on what you are calling an upgrade, but all you've done is essentially upgraded your entry and exit sort of systems so that you benefit financially.
Yeah, interesting, that, mate.
Yeah, you know
nothing
what I'm saying?
Nothing worse than going to a bar and writing your number down on a bit of paper.
Yeah.
Is there, you know, and then a lot of these snap machines, you do it automatically as well, don't you? So they probably had to pay for the kiosk for the snap or whatever. Yeah, interesting.
This episode of Match Trucking Great Podcast is kindly sponsored by Cuda UK. Cuda offer one of the largest ranges of truck accessories in the UK and Europe, partnering with well-known brands such as Hadley, Nedking, Truck Chef, Strands, TomTom, Lightfix, and many more. Shop online at www.cudauk.limited.uk and use a discount code TRUCKINGGREAT for 10% off your next order. Thank you very much, Cuda, for your support. We really appreciate it. I was just thinking, because there's still quite a few that we've missed, obviously. We could be here 3 hours, but like...
Of course we could. I mean, part, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, well, the stockyard, that's another one that comes to mind. That,
absolutely, yeah.
You know, good, reasonably priced from memory for me, but yeah, had a few...
Carvery every night.
Yeah, if you like it, a bit of karaoke if you like that, which I really don't. But
on a Tuesday, by the way, apparently our friend Pete Hall always goes there, doesn't he, on a Tuesday?
Does he?
He does.
Yeah. there are countless ones of them, but you know, I'd like to know if there was any ones down in the West Country, you know, because you don't ever hear about truck stops down that way, you know, or on the South Coast or in Kent. Really, Kent ones are basically. Ones around surrounded by Dover and Folkestone you know, low cost carriers and European hauliers and stuff. But yeah, it's
I mean, it's an awful Chesterfield Junction 29.
That
place, Junction 29 is okay. That's on route now, isn't it? Junction 23, Shepshed.
Yeah.
That place rattles me a little bit.
Right.
They have it's not contract parking, but it's like semi long term parking, where they allow, I think, the Polish drivers in blue tractor units, blue Mercs, they stay there. They might be there for like 2 weeks, probably while they're waiting for another job to go home or whatever. And they allow them drivers to park in full length truck bays scattered around all over the truck park. And so at 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, when you're pulling in and you're struggling to find a space, you've got all these units just taking up full bays. if you know that they're there for a week, park them three abreast in one bay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
the Topaz in Dublin Port used to be like that with Nolan's.
Oh, good. Track
units just everywhere, taking up, you know, an entire space.
Yeah.
And that awkward barrier getting out that took an age to get out, didn't it? Awful.
A quick story about the Topaz at Dublin Port, or whatever it's called these days, because it's not the Topaz. I was over there for whatever job, my good mate Alan Daniel, who works for Birds, was over there. At the time, he had his DAF and he had a little urban trailer. So he was in there and he was backed up. Now, in the Topaz, surrounding it, you've got a wall. And obviously, at the back of each bay, you've got your usual like metal barrier. So your axle goes up to it, you stop, job done, not a problem. So Alan was in there with his little urban trailer. He'd backed up, so he's tucked in there nicely. A certain Dutch haulier with white trucks and a blue logo, who have an awful lot of Polish registered vehicles and drivers.
They
now.
Do chickens.
They might do. I'm not saying any more than that.
Luke Vernon might know them.
He might do, and he might have mentioned.
He
might have mentioned their name on a podcast that I recorded with him. Anyway, this driver came in.
Backed in.
I'm sure you can probably guess what's going to come here. Obviously, backed in to his spot, and obviously thought, well, my track unit probably needs to be level with this one next to me, not realising that he's got a small urban trailer. And once his first axle hit said metal barrier at the back, he thought, well, that's a bit strange. And obviously gave it enough welly to manage to get the trailer over it and into the wall, not all the wall down.
Oh my God.
But he got himself level. When I turned up, there was just bits of wall everywhere. This truck part there. Oh dear.
The company you mentioned actually wasn't he one of their drivers videoed from a helicopter eating spaghetti coming down Route Hall on A55
at about 70 miles an hour.
eating spaghetti,
steering with his knees.
I couldn't eat spaghetti at a table without making a mess.
Yeah,
is that not normal now?
Oh,
sorry. here's a quick one for gents as well. So Gonzo Rob on TikTok, who works for Punchards, him and also my good mate Glenn Heskey have both said Stanford Farm Cafe at Stanford north of Wolverhampton.
Wow.
For food.
Wow. Yeah. Really. Oh my God. Well, nothing matches. The tables are different, the chairs are different, the cutlery is different, the plates. But the grub in there is fabulous.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Honestly, proper old school. Dumped it. It is your grub. Eat it. Oh, mate.
That sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, honestly, it's fabulous. Oh, you see what I mean? We're missing so many. We're missing the Hollies. We're missing the other one down the road.
Truckers Rest.
Oh, God. Proper old school, mate. I tell you,
yeah.
Oh, Birch services for another hour.
Birch services.
Clackett
Lane.
Gaz will love you for that. Clackett Lane. Oh yeah, the best services in the world. Honestly, oh well done.
Let's just crunch some numbers for a minute, just to give the listeners a bit of an idea of what these places are. Because I'm a massive advocate for these places make huge amounts of money and they don't reinvest it back into the truck stop. I can't emphasise enough that some of these places, not all of them, some of them that we go to are horrendous, where you wouldn't even want to wash your dog in the shower, you know?
It'd be fine for me, though.
You open the door, you walk in, there's like holes in the walls, in the floors.
Mould on the ceiling.
Some of them, a
turd in the shower thing, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Some of them are absolutely horrendous. So what I won't do at this point is I won't pinpoint specific truck stops, but what we will do is we'll work it out on an average, okay? So you said Jim, that the most expensive truck stop was, 50-something pound a night. So we'll work it out at, let's say, on average, what, £35 a night? Would you agree that that's fair?
Yeah.
I'll go lower, to be honest.
£30 a night?
Well, I'm not paying. It doesn't matter. If I was paying, I'll be tempted to do lay-by and industrial states just to take the risk, because I couldn't. It probably costs more to repair the lorry afterwards if you're going to get broken into. But if you get broken into at the truck stops that are probably done by other drivers, it's going to cost you the same money anyway. A lot of these break-ins, I think, are actually done by other drivers and not necessarily the people that have travelled miles away. You know, I do think you're parked in truck stops, your curtains have been slashed. I actually think it's done by other drivers.
Sadly, you're probably right.
I really do, because of the. Sometimes you look at one of these banana like slices that you see in the curtain. How tall was this geezer? 9'8" You know, it's somebody that's standing up. And he's got the same level, and but yeah, it's honestly, Matt, this is a part two.
Unless it's Peter Crouch, of course, cutting a hole in the curve.
Of course, yeah. Doesn't he do recovery work out of the A6? Unless, oh no,
yeah, yeah, he's had a successful career after his football.
He's got orange lorries.
Yeah, I'm gonna run out of steam here because I've got no idea who he actually played for because I don't really like football. I just know he's a really tall bloke.
I'll just say Spurs.
Well, Spurs. Yeah, he played for Spurs. Is that right? I don't know.
Yeah, he did, mate. Yeah,
oh, fair enough.
He did. I think, yeah. I'm a Squeaky. Squeaky's the football. Squeaky loves football like Gazza.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I'm about to crunch some numbers and you started banging on about something else.
Oh, sorry, it's Jim putting me off again. go on, crunch some numbs.
What do we need to establish? What do we think is a reasonable average rate across the UK
say £30?
£30. Okay. Yeah. So let's say that most truck stops hold about 150 trucks. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, it's fair.
So 150. So that's £4,500 a night, just on truck parking. That's about what they make on food, or
yeah,
if they charge purely, an extra £3 for a shower.
Yeah.
Purely parking, it's £4,500 a night. So obviously, we'll work it out. We'll play it fair. We'll say that this is over four nights because not everybody stays
Friday night.
So that's £18,000. That's £18,000 a week.
Yeah.
So you times that by a month.
Yeah.
That's £72,000 a month.
Yeah.
So if you have a spot that you've got 150 trucks at £30 a night, that's £72,000. Do you understand why now when I'm saying, well, why aren't these places immaculate?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know they're going to have rates and all things like that, but sure, they can't.
They will.
They can't.
They're not
wages, insurance, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah,
it's got to be.
So I don't think when you're making, I'm just going to run them numbers again through the calculator just to double check. So we say that £30 times by 150 is £4,500. So
if you say times it by 50 to not include like a couple of weeks holiday, that would give you a yearly total.
Okay, so 30 times 150, and this is average as well because some truck stops hold more.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's 4,500 times that by 50.
Say 50, yeah, because we've got holidays and stuff like that.
I'm fact checking this into science because Junction 26 holds 50 to 60 spaces. Right, so 50 trucks at £50 is £2,500 a week.
A night.
A day, yeah.
Yeah.
So daily estimated gross is £2,700, £2,900 a day.
That's one truck stop that holds
one truck
how many?
Stop, yeah. They're saying 50 to 60, but they do say about the full house thing as well.
But is also, what's your source that you're using there, mate?
Let me have a look. It's Welcome Break and The Guardian.
But so, also bear in mind the fact that because of its vicinity to London, its rates and costs are all going to be an awful lot more than they will be in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
Like Suffolk.
Suffolk's not quite as bad.
Suffolk have not got a truck, have they?
Not anymore. Not since the Orwell Crossing closed. No, tell a lie. We've got Cooper's Cabin and we've got Risby Truck Stop at Bury St Edmunds.
Loves Cooper's Cabin.
You've got the Hungry Stag. Yeah. There's the Hungry Stag Cafe at Elmswall, but you can't park there.
You've got the Super Sausage on the A5. You can't park there. Either.
That's it.
Northampton Town Centre, that's a different story.
It is, yeah. Now, the Hungry Stag, you can park on the road outside, but you can't park there overnight.
Mad. More regulations.
Anyway, Squeaky.
Squeaky, nothing. Carry on.
Your numbers.
Oh, I closed it.
Oh, fair enough.
I always closed it.
No, I'm joking. I've got it.
Go on, Ed.
That was £225,000 a year.
Yeah.
So that's based on 150 trucks at 4 days a week.
Yeah, quarter of a million, pretty
That is
much.
quarter of a million. And that is purely just on parking
Parking,
fees.
yes.
Let's remember that these places, they have restaurants, they have shops, they have bars. Yeah, and I understand the bigger the outfit, obviously the more staff they employ and stuff like that. But that is a staggering amount of money to be making. And I've got to emphasize to the listeners as well that is a staggering amount of money to be making for what facilities are on offer when we turn up and there's only two toilets, one shower that someone's had a poo in. Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but they're not all like that. You know,
No,
some of
no.
them, like I've said, Formula One, for example, fantastic place. Perfleet, again, fantastic. Perfleet sister site, which is, oh, the name's
Is that
escaping me.
the Titan? No,
No.
that is Purfleet.
What's the sister site to Perfleet? Oh
Don't
my God. My mind's gone blank. I can picture it. But there's another one not too far around the corner, owned by the same people. Again, fantastic. You go in.
Marfleet. Mardyke.
Mardyke truck stop. Again, run by the same, owned by the same people. You go in, pool table. I think there's a dartboard. There's a cinema room with all big comfy chairs, all free to use. There's a kitchen area, huge, big, comfortable Chesterfield chairs that you can sit in. It's that is a good truck stop. Yeah.
All these truck stops are a long way from the A34 in Bloxwich, where they had Colonels, with the attached nightclub next door. I'm telling you, when I was in my MAN, like Matt had, with a pod on the roof, no power steering, and 15 tonne of yellow pages on the back. The Colonels on the A34 at Bloxwich was just something to behold. I'm sure some of the older people will remember it, really.
Is that like a bit like Watling Street with a wagon and horses down the road
Well, no.
many
You
years
had to
ago?
walk to the wagon. You had to walk to the wagon and horses. How dare you know I live near there? I don't, Matt. I've never been there. How dare you?
Didn't say you had.
I think her name was Sabrina. Anyway, it was literally attached. It was just right early days of my driving career. Yeah, but yeah,
Fair enough.
fantastic memories. Yeah, the Watling Street Junction 9 has just been brought out by Certas now, I think. Is gonna up do it a little bit, but that's what I did come and meet you there one night, because it's obviously not far from where I live, and we parked near a Skip Squeak, weren't we?
We was.
Well, I think, like Jim said, this could probably go to part two or three, but I think because of the amount of time we've gone on, we're going to have to sort of wrap this up. But as I said at the start of the podcast, we do have a bit of a special announcement to make, which we were going to integrate with the second half of this one, which never actually happened, did it? So we'll save that for another day. But I'm going to hand over to Squeaky, and he's going to announce this wonderful prize from QUK.
Brilliant. So, what we've decided to do is Cuda very, very kindly have given us a £250 voucher to give away to one of our lucky listeners. What we're going to do is on the 24th of April. Don't worry, this will all be all over the socials as well. Matt's Trucking Great Podcast, where you'll be able to rewatch this, and if you miss this now. On the 24th of April, we're going to do a live TikTok where we will reveal the winner. So if you don't know what Cuda are, they supply things such as truck accessories, such as air horns, microwaves, 12-volt TVs, sat navs, wheel trims, you name it. If you need it for your truck, Cuda have got it. So what we've decided to do is anybody that has contributed to the Buy Me a Coffee or the Patreon link for Matt's Trucking Great Podcast, we are going to randomly select a winner from that list of names and announce it on the 24th of April live on TikTok. And then we will send you this no strings attached £250 voucher for you to spend at Cuda. .uk.limited.uk. So all you've got to do to be part of it is be in that list. So it doesn't matter if you've made a 50p donation or you've made a £5 donation to the links on the social medias of Buy Me a Coffee or Patreon, you will automatically be entered into that raffle. So yeah, just to clarify, it's the 24th of April live on TikTok. It'll be all over the socials. We'll make sure that that's there. But don't worry, what we don't want to do is we don't want to alienate people that maybe perhaps are not in a position to be able to financially put into the Buy Me a Coffee or Patreon links. We do also have a 10% voucher for everybody else to use. And all you've got to do if you want to check out at CudaUK.limited.uk is use Trucking Great 10 for 10% off your next order.
Yeah, fantastic. So basically, you've got up until the 24th, 23rd to drop a little donation in. And Squeaky will make a big list of names, hopefully. And
yes, we'll get all that sorted.
Yeah, one lucky listener will win that voucher.
I mean, that is a good price. £250.
That's a hell of a voucher. It really is.
I think so. That is. Huda have really outdone themselves there, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I think we better wrap this one up then, gents. Thank you for your company. And
been a pleasure.
Yeah, most enjoyable. And we shall hopefully speak to you very soon.
Cheers, Matt. Take care, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers, Jim.
Ta-da.